ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi in Lalita Sahasranama. We are going to discuss the five Namas, starting from the 56th Nama to the 60th Nama. The previous nama that we learnt was Sumeru Madhya Shringastha, one who is situated on the or at the top of Meru Parvatam, the middle portion of the top of Meru Parvatam. So another place where Devi can be said to be residing is being explained in the very next nama, whom Sriman Nagara Naikayai Namaha. To Srimat Nagara Naikayai Namaha. Srimat Nagara Naikayai Namaha can also be chanted that way. So Sri Chakram. To Srimat Nagara Naika means Nagara Naika. So here we can say Srimat Nagaram is like Sri Chakram. And Naika, one who is controlling, one who is the owner of Sri Chakram. Or we can also interpret or take the meaning as Bhaskara Raya gives in Saubhagya Bhaskaram. So he says that, so Srimad means even as Lakshmi. So Lakshmi or Lakshmi Devi's Nagaram, similar way Srimad Nagaram. So Nagaram here means Vidyanagaram. So Vidyanagaram, and that the owner, Naika means Adipati, one who is the owner of Vidyanagaram. That means one who owns Vidya. That means one who stays in the town of Vidya, in that town where Vidya or knowledge is there. That means one who resides, one who is situated in knowledge, or in short in jnanis. So these are places where even bhakti or the literature, bhakti literature, speaks about jnanam. So tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyohi jnanino utyartam aham sajamama priyaha. Of the four types of devotees, Artha, Artha, Arti, Jijnyasu, and Jnani, Krishna says that Tesham Jnani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Nitya Yukta is ever situated, ever concentrating on me. Eka Bhaktihi Vishishyate. Eka Bhaktihi, there is only Eka Bhakti. That means his Bhakti means Vasudheva Sarvam. Iti samhatma sudurlabha bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. After many births, a jnani worships me with devotion, and such a jnani is very rare indeed to achieve, indeed to find, is what Krishna says in Gita. So here also it is the same meaning. So Srimat means even as Lakshmi Devi, and Nagaram means Vidyanagaram, that means in knowledge. Devi resides in the town of knowledge. Devi resides in the heart of jnanis. So one of the places where Devi is Sumeru Madhya Shringastha. The second is Sriman Nagara Naika. So we can interpret it as Sri Chakram as well, but here Bhaskara Raya's interpretation is quite beautiful. So Devi is situated at the peak of Meru Parvatam or in the heart of Jnanis. So the next nama that is being discussed is Om Chintamani Grihantastaye Namaha. Suchintamani Griha Antastha. Suchintamani Griha Antastha. So Chintamani. Chintamani is considered to be that jewel which whatever we think it will be fulfilled by that jewel. So that jewel which fulfills all wishes. So wish fulfilling jewel. So Chintamani Griha Antastha. So that means Chintamani Griham. Devi's house can be considered to be Chintamani Griham, and inside that house Antastha, inside that house Devi is situated. That means Devi is in the house. Devi's house itself is Chintamani. That means Devi is the person who fulfills all desires. All desires will be fulfilled by Devi is what the Nama means. So the next Nama is Om Pancha Brahma Sanasthitaye Namaha. So Pancha Brahma Asana Stita. Stita means resting or placed. Asana means position or a seat. And Pancha Brahma means five Brahmas, five divine beings. We'll see later, like Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra, Isha or Ishvara and Sadashiva. Those are the five divine beings who make up Devi's seat. Devi's asanam is made up of these five deities. That is what is meant here. So if we see, like from Sumeru Madhya Shringastha, speaks about where Devi is situated. So Meru Parvatam, at the top of Meru Parvatam, and in the heart of Jnanis, or wherever Jnanam is there, and in the Griham, which is Chintamani Griham. So in Meru Parvatam, heart of beings, or Vidyanagaram, there is a place called Vidyanagaram, town called Vidyanagaram in Meru Parvatam, and in there Chintamani Griham is there, inside there, and seated on five divine beings, five devatas of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra, Ishvara and Sadashiva. So the last nama, the next nama is Om Mahapatmatavi Samsthaye Namaha. So Mahapatmatavi Samstha. Samstha. Samstha means again seated or position. Mahapatmatavi. So Mahapatmam means lotus. Mahapatmatavi means like a huge lotus. So seated in a huge lotus. What is the huge lotus? Huge lotus means Sahasraram, thousand petaled lotus Sahasraram. That is where Devi is situated. Oh, how is this possible? The next Nama says, we'll come to that objection. Om Kadamba Vanavasini or Om Kadamba Vanavasinyai Namaha. Kadamba Vanavasini. So Kadamba Vanavasini, one who is Vasini, who resides, who lives, Kadambavanam, amidst Kadambavanam, the various Kadamba trees. So Devi is seated in Meru Parvatam, in Nagaram called Vidyanagaram, inside a Griham or house called Chintamani. So Chintamani we don't need, maybe we can consider not as a house, but it's also known as Manidvipam. So Dvipam means like island. So in an island which fulfills all wishes, and Pancha Brahmas Anasthitam, Devi seated on Pancha Brahmas and on like the thousand petal lotus, and she, the house that Chintamani Griham is surrounded by Kadamba Vriksham. So Kadamba Vriksham like is one of the Vriksham which is very sacred, and it is considered as well to fulfill desires. That's how it is mention. So how is it possible that like various or diverse views have been given here? So Meru Madhyam and then Sriman Nagaram, or that is fine, at least we can understand it. But what about Panchabrahmasanam as well as Mahavatmadavi? How are we to understand these? So we should remember that all these are contextual, all these are for the purpose of contemplation. So all these namas are meant to help us in contemplating on Devi, nothing more and nothing less. We shouldn't think, oh, Devi like Chintamani, that should be a very beautiful Kadamba Venam, surrounded by Kadamba Venam, and Chintamani Griham, it should be very beautiful. I want to see that. We shouldn't think in such a way and all, because that is not the goal of all these namas. All these namas help us in understanding Devi properly and helping us in gaining concentration on Devi. That means helping us in focusing on Devi. Dhyanam, or fixing the mind onto Devi, is the goal. Nothing more and nothing less is the goal of all these namas. So if we understand the meaning or the import of these namas, then we'll not get deluded. If not, we'll have to think again and again. We'll get so confused that we'll not be able to apprehend. We'll not be able to get out of the logical faults arising out of such assumption. And finally, we will end up becoming a anti-Devi person. Devi is not there. Scriptures are faulty. All those views will come up if we don't really understand it. So remembering that, what is the Vedantic import of these namas? So Sri Mannagara Nayika, we have already seen Vidya. So Vidya is the place where Devi is there. So Bhaktas, Devi resides in the heart of Bhaktas. But who is a real Bhakta? Peshanyani Nityukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Vishishyate, that means he is a Sreshtam. Jnani Priyo hi jnanino atyartham aham sacha mama priyaha. The jnani is very dear to me and I am also dear to him. So this means, this is self-explanatory. That means jnani, or the place where vidya, knowledge is there, implementation of knowledge is there, that is the place where Devi resides. That is the place where Devi is always present. That is the goal to be achieved. If we want to be a real Devi Bhakta, we have to gain knowledge. What knowledge? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. That there is only Brahman, only Devi present here. Nirguna, Nirguna, Nirguna E Namaha, Guna Vivarjita E Namaha. So that Devi who is Nirguna Brahman and who is present everywhere, who is the only one present, that Devi and the duality that we see, Dvaitam, Punir Dvaitae Namaha, Dvaita Varjitae Namaha. Dvaitam, or duality that we see, is Jagan Mithya. It is only an illusion. And I am one with Devi. So this is real knowledge. So that is what Krishna says as Vasudeva Sarvam. So what does the jnani know? Vasudeva Sarvam. Everything is Vasudeva. Everything is Brahman. That is what the jnani. The jnani state of mind is that everything is Brahman. There is nothing here apart from Brahman. Whatever is there is Brahman alone. That is his view. That is the jnani's view. That is what we have to strive for. And if we gain jnanam, then it is that Nagaram where Devi will be positioned. Oh, what is the point of having Devi? I'll have knowledge. I don't need knowledge as well. Let me like just be sing her glories. Let me sing her namas. Let me chant Lalita Sahasranama. That is enough. That is not enough. Why? Because only when Devi is positioned in our heart, we'll be able to gain Anandam. Anandam means realizing our nature of that Devi, that Nirguna Brahman, who alone is present here. Unless we do that, will not get anandam, we will be suffering again and again. Chintamani Grihantastha. So Devi is in the island called Manidvipam, which fulfills all desires. That means a person who worships Devi, all his desires will be fulfilled. Desires will be completely fulfilled by Devi. That is the reason why Shankara says in Saundari Lahari that all other devatas, all other Twadhanya Panibhyam Abhayavaradu Devata Ganaha Tomeka Naivasi Prakadita Vara Abhitya Vinaya. So all devatas have varam and abhayam in their hand, but without showing, you provide everything. Bhayatratum dhatum phalam apicha vanchasam adhikam. So phalam api, not just like, oh, Devi will only like protect me from asuras. She can't give me, she can't fulfill me desires. So vanchasam adhikam phalam api. Phalam api, fruits as well. What? Vanchasam. Vanchasam means ask adhikam, more than what we ask. So we just need to think and Devi will instantly fulfill it. That's what happens with Amma. People go to Amma and ask all sorts of things. Sorts of those things like which may appear as if it cannot really happen. It cannot be fulfilled. But still, it happens. It is fulfilled because of Amma. So that is the reason why we say that Amma is the perfect example for Tripura Sundari, because whatever namas are there, we can find it in Amma. Like Amma's Nagaram or Amrutapuri, if we go to Amma's Nagaram, we can find only knowledge. Knowledge means not like not knowledge that we that people like us just speak. We learn a particular topic, spend one entire week learning a topic, and then give a beautiful discourses on the topic like I am giving now. And finally, what will happen? When the right time comes, we will just fall down. That's what will happen. When we are discussing, we will just enter into sleep. Without discussing itself, we are in sleep. We are in ajnana, ajnana swapnam or ajnana supti. We are fully immersed in the sleep of ignorance. And not to mention that we will just speak, we will give discourses as if we are learned, but we will have nothing. But with respect to Amma, if we go there, we can find implementation of knowledge. Knowledge will be completely implemented by Amma and her followers. So that's the reason why Amma is a perfect example for Tripura Sundari. So the next Nama, Pancha Brahma Sanastita. We have already discussed this many times, that Devi is composed of these five devatas. That means Devi is composed of everyone. It's an indirect way of telling that Devi is the only one present here, because everybody, Devi is seated on everybody. That means Devi rules over everybody. That means Devi controls everybody. That means Devi is everybody, is the meaning here. Mahapadma Ravi Samsa. That means like thousand petal lotus means Sahasraram. So Sahasraram or head portion, that is the place where Devi is seated. That is where Amritam, Devi, flows down. So if we are able to take, so Devi is seated in Sahasraram, that is Paramatma, and the Jivatma is seated on Mooladharam. So through our spiritual practices, through knowledge, the Kundalini Shakti arises and Jiva becomes one with Paramatman. That is when we experience Anandam. And Kadamba Vanavasini, that means like Devi is residing in a forest which is surrounded by beautiful Kadamba Vriksham. That means beauty. So Devi's place, the place where Devi is present, is not just an abode of Anandam, as mentioned in Mahapatmadavi Samstha, or has all deities, as mentioned in Pancha Brahma Sanastita, or wish fulfilling island of Manidvipam, but it is also beautiful. That means at the Vyavaharika level as well, we will be conquered by the beauty of Devi's place. So what is the use of getting conquered by the beauty of Devi's place? We have already discussed that. That's the way Devi wants, or Devi that's the way Devi follows to attract us, to ensure that we get realized in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.